Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
I won't
Cosplay Variety Show. When are we? 19?
19.
Look at Pat acting like he's cool.
We're pretty old. That's yeah. 19.
Hosted by Constance, Drew, Mandy, and Pat. Oh, god damn it.
What?
Could take a minute to get what I was.
I don't get it.
I said we're 19. 19.
19.
Okay.
Show. So
ooh. Nice.
Yeah. 19.
Okay. So like it's just the number.
17. Yeah. Well then.
18 in it.
I forget how that song goes.
Is there a song about 19?
I don't know.
I don't know.
18 and life to go.
I think Hitler wrote 19. 19.
Ha. Ha. You could have picked any German person to go.
I'm making sure you understand that if I'm picking a German person, I'm picking Hitler.
Brutal.
All right, Reinhardt.
Sorry,
Reinhardt
Germany. Looks
song.
Like you'll never accomplish anything.
Reinhardt wrote that song. It was okay.
Okay, Reinhardt did.
Yeah.
All right, we're good then.
Oh, my bad. True. Mandy, you got to speak into a microphone. Pat,
yeah.
Why do you always hold it to your mouth? You got to let Mandy
hold
speak
it away.
To
just about to say something.
No one cares about you, Pat. Everyone cares about Mandy. All right, now in chat, let us know who you care more about, Pat or Mandy. Let's take a poll.
Taking a poll.
Harshness.
I'm gonna put
cast your votes, people.
Right now.
Oh, wait, there's a 10-second delay. My bad. All right, now cast your votes.
Well, we can't really sit here.
Oh, there's one. Mandy's got a big lead on Pat right now. Oh,
whoa.
It keeps going. It keeps going.
Here, Mandy.
So like
he's now the showrunner.
Go ahead.
So, Mandy, where are we going? Where are we going for here, Mandy? No, seriously, where are we going from here? Because I know we have, like, a schedule, kind of.
All right, you're not much rather you talk. I'm better.
Mandy's the only one voting for Pat.
So, this past weekend, we did a really cool, I did a really cool thing along with some really awesome people. We did Team Teresa, did a thing for Alex Lemonade Stand, teamed up with Central PA Avengers, and Lady J, Philadelphia Avengers, and Blade Brown cosplay. I'm not sure if Blade Brown's part of. Oh, he's part of Central PA.
Yeah.
So, and
I just stole Blade Brown's album and posted it in the.
Was it set to pleasure mode?
Yes.
In the event, in case you guys want to see pictures from the event, and I didn't tag any of the cosplayers because there were way too many that went.
Yeah.
That have their own pages.
Yeah, Wasteland Creations was Spidey Man. Costume Vigilante was Ant-Man. Blade Brown was his awesome
name.
Handle. Blade Brown was Winter Soldier. Kevin DiPiccolo. Kevin D cosplay was Captain America. Lady J was Yellow Ranger because she had cosplay issues. She was originally going to be Storm. Who else was there? Big Daddy cosplay was McFury, and some guy who I didn't get to talk to was Tony Stark. I don't know his cosplay page.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Oh, and Nick was Thor. And
cosplay.
Lava, there you go. Lava cosplay. It was a really fun time. It was hot. It was awesome. The kids were like super excited to see us. This one girl kept coming up. And, you know, high-fiving us, little girl.
Blake said he's in both Central PA and Philadelphia Avengers.
He would.
Right? What a little bitch.
And,
what a little bitch.
That's ridiculous. He's twice the Avenger of any of us.
Yeah. So it was really fun. The guy, like, who ran it, like, almost made me cry, like, 4 times when he was, like, giving out, like, the awards to the kids. The kids were the heroes. Like, there was this one girl, like, she lost her leg, so she was walking with
a prosthetic. And
oh, shut up.
Like, every time with this guy, he started getting choked up and stuff. Like, I started getting choked up. Like, thank God I'm wearing a mask. No one can see this.
Manly tears.
Manly tears. It's just sweat. It's really hot out.
Oh, yeah. Take off the mask.
Yeah.
One.
But it was a great time. The kids love us. The adults love us, too. Like, the adults, I think some of the adults were more excited than the kids.
I shouldn't really be surprised how many superhero movies
DJ loved us. You know, Jamila did her thing and did all the line dancing. I have no idea how to do. I just sat back.
Deadpool.
I have no rhythm for that stuff.
You are white.
Yeah, I know.
And a guy.
I wasn't gonna go there.
It's like double whammy of not being able to dance. Get and right. Irish. It's like triple whammy.
Well, I should know how to river dance.
Do you?
It's true.
No.
It's really hard.
I tried to river dance once and I sprained my ankle.
It's very exhausting.
I was also wee bowling, so I can't say if the sprain the ankle was wee bowling or river dancing. So I'll leave that up to your minds to decide.
But that was
maybe it was a combination.
So. That was a lot of fun.
Did I kill you, Mandy?
I had plenty of fluid, so I didn't die. Mandy didn't go because she couldn't go. She was babysitting.
That's fair.
But Connie did something.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I did a thing.
Heard you got murdered.
I got spoiler alert, Drew.
Oh, my bad.
You already posted a picture. Because they put that picture up. Saturday I was in a filming thing for kind of indie horror film type of ordeal. I posted the link to the page of the event as well. It's called The Dark Military. They're trying to release the film for Halloween, and I hope to do that so I can actually fucking watch it. And it looks to be pretty cool. You know, I should probably post the freaking trailer on that post as well so you guys can watch the trailer, see if you're interested. It's kind of about these five people trying to change Halloween, make Halloween all about murder and shit. I don't know. It looks to be kind of interesting. So yeah, that's what I did. And lots of blood. There we go.
I think I remember from
the trailer
something
too.
About like
what?
People not being scared anymore, and they want to make people scared again.
Well, the way it is, they kind of trick these people into going to the show, and where they kind of hunt people down. But it's supposed to be like a show. Like you get hunted down and you die. You don't really die. It's what the people think who are participating in the game. Last survivor wins the game. But what they don't know is that they are actually killing people. And throughout the movie, the people in the game find out that they are actually killing people. And my scene is one of those scenes where they send videotapes out to news stations to let news stations know that they are actually killing people. And it's not just...
I wonder if the last person to survive still wins.
I don't know if anyone survives. I honestly don't know because I don't know how the movie ends.
I'm speculating.
I'm wondering if there's any survivors.
I hope it's like in...
The Dark Military wins or not. I have no idea. I'm not even sure.
I hope it's like Dogma. Oh, no, you're fine. You won. Gum?
I guess we'll see.
But you didn't say God bless you when I sneezed.
Yeah, right? So I guess we'll see. I'm hoping... I'm afraid that's a dark page because when it comes out, you know, I'll be posting about it a shit ton. Because, you know, self-promotion, all that shit.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. So that was our weekend. We were so busy. We're so busy.
And I played video games all Saturday because I had a brutal week of work. I was like, I do not want to leave my room. I'm going to sit here.
Yeah. I binge watched Man in the High Castle 2 after this weekend. That was a really good show. I liked it a lot. But I won't talk about that. But you should watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. It's what if, you know, the Allied powers lost World War II. So it's pretty cool. And also, I watched the Tick pilot, which was really good. I actually liked it a lot. But I think what I'm going to do now, we have a guest coming on in like 5 minutes or so from Red Hat Games. So I'm going to go to the second commercial break and get that out of the way right away. So we'll be right back after these messages. But Drew, do your thing.
Yeah, wait, which one? Who's that cosplayer?
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world.
That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Cosplay.
Yeah, Blake, bro.
Nailed it.
Our super biased cosplayer of the week.
Who's totally not biased at all.
Biased at all.
No bias. With 100% fair random selection.
We take polls across the universe.
Well, Pat takes polls.
We go door to door.
All right, I take polls.
In the butt.
Brown Blade cosplay.
You know Blade Brown.
But yeah, so Blake has been going out to a lot of our events lately, especially the charity ones, and those are the ones that mean the most.
Boom.
Also, he's an awesome cosplayer. His Winter Soldier he's been working on looks awesome. Captain America is awesome. Deadpool is awesome. He also has a nice butt.
Nice butt.
Wow, Pat. Way to be super biased.
You almost killed Mandy. She almost lost her soda.
I'm sorry. I almost killed
Don't die, Mandy.
I'm so sorry.
Don't you fucking die on me.
I know most of you listen to
You have so much to live for.
And Blake is like really good with batarangs and hitting
really
people
is.
In the eye.
He's very accurate. When it comes to aiming for eyes.
Aww.
Very accurate. Motherfucker's not commenting. Fuck you, Blake.
Wait a minute. Motherfuckers made me cosplay. They're going to want that shit. I want that shit on my hands.
Can you hear us,
though? Wait, why did the chat say spoilers? Drew, what did I do?
You spoiled that Connie gets killed, even though she posted an image of her getting killed.
Hey,
yeah,
they,
right?
They put that image up. I didn't see that. They did that.
But yay, Blake.
And plus, I didn't say she got murdered. I said, didn't you get murdered?
Yeah,
Connie
could have
answered with, maybe.
Excuse me, I got pretty fucking killed. There's blood everywhere. Ruined one of my shirts. At least the shirt was only $3.
You got on your boot?
Got on my boot.
Right. I think our guest is here.
Calling in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about Blake still.
Well,
Blake
we,
still.
What else you got to say about Blake?
I don't know. He's awesome. Go like his page or I'll fucking cut your dick off.
There you go.
How about
Please
that?
Don't hit me in the eye, Blake.
Or Blake will hit you in the eye if you don't go like his page.
You better go like it. He will do it. I've seen it happen.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, he left chat. Maybe he's like really angry. All right.
Oh, man, I think he broke up with us.
He probably broke up with us.
So our next guest is from Red Hat Gaming. They're a charity group up in like Central PA. And they're doing a long game stream, Twitch stream this weekend. Someone bring her in. Her name is Ash.
I had a post ready for this, and then I lost it.
Oh, no. Hey, Ash. You're on the Give No West Cosplay Variety Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty great.
Sweet.
Awesome. So, first things first, why don't you just tell us about the event that you're doing this weekend?
Sure. So, Red Hat Games, our stick, I guess, is we raise money for various causes that are close to our hearts through gaming and cosplay. So this weekend, we are hosting a game marathon on Twitch with all proceeds benefiting the Jeff Musser Foundation of Lancaster. They help out kids with pediatric cancer and families affected by that. So this weekend, we're playing our top 10 games. All the way through. These aren't speed runs, but we're going to do 100% run through, and it's going to be great.
Awesome. So the proceeds go to the Jeff Musser Foundation. So what is that? Like, what do they do?
The Jeff Musser Foundation is based out of Lancaster. They help families of children affected by pediatric cancer pay for treatments, pay for time off needed for the treatment, transportation costs, to the various hospitals and things like that.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. So what started Red Hat Games? Like, what got you guys started? How did that get about?
Red Hat Games was started by Eric Northern probably about 2 years ago. It's kind of been an idea that sat in his brain for a long time, and then he finally made it come to fruition a few years ago. He gathered a bunch of people who had a similar goal in the Central PA area, and we slowly have been building ourselves up from there by doing small gaming events and working on growing ourselves as a localized charity group.
That's awesome.
It's pretty sweet. You get to save the world while saving worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, or destroying them, depending on what you're playing, I guess.
Not every perspective, I guess, yeah.
So you said you guys are playing your favorite 10 games this weekend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what are those 10 games?
Oh, let's see if I can name them all off my head. Saturday, we should be doing Sonic Adventure 2, Pokemon Red and Blue, and Crash Bandicoot 2. I'm sorry, that's Friday, not Saturday. My apologies. Saturday is Wind Waker, Mega Man X. Oh, God, I'm the worst. What is the last game on Saturday? I'll get to it. Sunday, we're also playing Undertale, Halo Reach, Luigi's Mansion, Super Mario Bros. So 3.
I love
yeah,
Halo
so we're
Reach.
Trying to cover, we're trying to cover games that like everybody has a big feel for, that a lot of us grew up with, or became recent picks in the last few years. So
mm-hmm.
trying to keep it varied.
So what is your favorite game?
Well, I'm doing the playthrough of Undertale on Sunday, so that's probably what I'm going to go with as my favorite game.
Yeah, I hear a lot about Undertale. I haven't tried it out yet, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
It's a really cool game. It plays a lot like Mother 3, and the characters are really memorable. And there's a lot of secrets that the creator says haven't been found yet, so it's a pretty innovative game.
My most, like, I really want to give it a try one of these days, but the most convincing thing that I've read about it that made me interested was a guy talking about, like, first starting the game and, like, killing the first thing and then saying, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. And he, like, restarts his game. And when it loads up, the game reminds him that he did that and says you can't just go back and change everything.
Oh, yeah. The game remembers, even if you do a clean erase of the game, if you do a playthrough, you kill absolutely everything. You can't get rid of that data. You would have to totally reinstall the game to make it realize that you're doing a different run. The game punishes you hard for killing things.
That's pretty cool. So I saw like some of the people who are playing part of it are actually also cosplayers as well. Do you cosplay?
Yes. I have not started cosplaying yet. I got into Red Hat and more on the video game side, but I'm around cosplayers all the time now. I'm always going to PTA events. So I'm kind of starting to get the pull into it. I just don't even know where to start myself.
It's pretty much just pick a character and get a costume for it.
Yeah.
Whether it's make or buy.
Start easy.
You can do what I did, buy a t-shirt, wear the hammer on it, and be Captain Hammer.
You mean you can do what you did and have your significant other put your costume together?
Yeah, right?
That's true. I used to do special effects makeup in like high school and stuff, so I'm probably going to start doing more makeup-heavy cosplays in the future.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Wait, do
you have like a dream cosplay?
Probably Commander Shepard from Mass Effect is what I'm hoping to get to eventually.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Build that shit out of foam.
Motherfucking Mass Effect. So good.
So, yeah, since you're like a charity organization, do you guys have any other events coming up?
Yes. In September, we have our Hats Off to Charity Costume Carnival on September 17th. It's going to be at the On Fire Youth Center in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. We partnered with a bunch of cosplayers in the Central PA area. To hold a carnival for kids with all their favorite superheroes, Disney princesses, Star Wars characters, and what have you.
Awesome. Yeah. I wonder if, like, any cool, like, Harley Quinns or Deadpools or Wonder Woman's going to be there.
No cool ones.
I don't
no.
know. We'll have to
no.
see.
No cool ones.
Yeah. No cool ones.
You know what's going to happen? Eric's going to see that I'm Batman. He's like, yo, can you be Batman now instead of Deadpool? It's going to happen.
He's actually been thinking about it.
No Batman.
He's been thinking about it. He's been talking about it. He's like, maybe I can ask him to be Batman.
He's wearing most of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is Batman Day that day. So
sure, you do need a Batman.
I got to check up with Will on that because he ordered 200 comics for that event.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, because free costs. They're giving out a free Batman comic that day. So he told me.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So I have to talk to him about that. Yeah, so we're totally looking forward to the carnival.
Yep.
Should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of great cosplayers going to be there. None. And I'm not going to spoil it. Well, you guys been announcing it. Our buddy Aberth was just announced yesterday, I think. Looking
right.
All good in
yep.
Spider-Man.
Being a Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was just announced yesterday.
Yeah. So, it's awesome. You guys got any questions for Ash?
Not that I can think of. Not until we have one of them on for the second event. But like,
yeah.
If we have a podcast, that we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but it'll be. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited for. I can't watch the game event because I'll be in the woods. But
yeah.
Yeah. 4G.
Dude, phones don't work in pools, okay?
It's true. Well, they do, but until they get into the pool, then they stop. Mine's only water resistant, I believe. I think they said that the
that's why I said they don't
waterproof
work.
Isn't perfect.
In pools.
Yeah, you might be able to get like a bigger spot. I'm gonna watch.
But the 17th event will be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a blast.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And you get to say hi yet. So hi.
Oh, look, I thought I heard it was going to be at the On Fire Youth Center. I was
like,
On Fire Youth
Center. Yes,
the On Fire Youth Center. Oh my God, it's the best name ever. I don't know how you convince people to go to a place that's on fire, but it sounds fun.
That's why you just call it lit instead,
it's
right?
Slightly
that's
slightly disappointed. It's not lit. It's fire. I was very upset.
Oh, man.
Oh, that center's lit. And other cool lingo that kids use these days. Buzzword.
Buzzword. Were you going to say something? You just want to say hi?
I thought, well, you had something profound to say.
I'm just cutting him off.
Is there anything else you want to, like,
free promo?
There, Ash. Promote.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry you guys cut out. You don't have the best signal here.
Okay.
Brutal.
Yeah, you're in the boondocks, right?
Yeah.
So you, yeah,
one
you...
more time for me. Yeah.
Yeah, but is there anything you want to promote while you're still in the air?
I encourage people to check in throughout the weekend as much as they could. We're going to have a few surprise guests appear, a few on-the-spot donation incentives, and a lot of other spontaneous things are going to happen during the whole weekend. So I think I highly suggest that people tune in as much as they can.
Awesome. Do you have any a set goal that you guys want to hit?
And what's like, that called? What?
Do you have a set goal that you want to hit for donations for charity? Like,
oh,
do you have a goal like $500?
Yes. Last year we raised $15, so if you can make that.
Oh,
cut out a little bit there.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Last year we raised $1,500, so this year we're trying to match that, if not get higher.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Well, we posted the link to the event in our event page, so check it out. We'll also post it to our page later on.
Yeah, I'm posting goals in the event right now.
Yeah. If you didn't get the hint, we're going to be at the Hats Off to Charity, helping them out there as cosplayers,
yep.
Volunteering. It's part of Give No F's and part of Central PA Avengers.
September 17th?
Yep. 3 days after Mandy's birthday. You hear that, everyone?
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday, Mandy.
Happy birthday, Mandy.
I'm going to post about that so much. So you'll get so much
happy birthday.
Pestering.
Happy birthday. Is this your sandwich? Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Oh, yeah, that's mine.
How about mine?
Oh, God, that man, Empire Man. I just want to watch that now.
Well, we remember we did that the other night. We just watched it, like, all of it.
Yeah.
But thanks for joining us on the show tonight. And
yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
I really hope you hit your goal and crush it and get over it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
She raised one Walmart.
She raised
one Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
That's the family that everyone talks about that's really rich, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
And that was Ash from Red Hat Gaming. Check out their page. Like their page. They have a lot of cool things coming.
So you remember that last event we did with Real Women of Gaming?
Yeah. Yes.
I did D&D and shit.
Yeah, I still have Eric from Red Hat Games. I have the Percy one. Mario.
Oh, yeah, he did win that.
It's upstairs right now. I still have that.
That's funny.
It's fun. I just reminded me of that.
Oh, that's Jeremy. What else do we have on the agenda today? We had something.
We'll be gone in a week.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Toronto.
So Stranger Things,
Canada.
Right?
Oh, you want to go to Stranger Things? That's fine. We'll go into Stranger Things.
Fuck
I'll go,
Canada.
I'll talk about fucking Stranger Things, man.
No, we'll talk about Canada.
So,
spoiler alert, Dumbledore dies.
Other than that, there will be no spoilers.
Sorry.
Spoiler-free review. If you have not watched Stranger Things yet, totally do it. It is definitely, definitely worth it. There's not one, I can't say one bad thing about that show. Like, it just gets better and better and better as you watch. It's like a throwback to, like, fucking Twin Peaks meets X-Files meets something else that's really epic and great. And Drew stopped farting and laughing at it. But, like, dude, like, Drew, stop it. Stop giggling.
Oh my God, no.
That's why he's giggling. He's like, they're going to smell that in a minute.
It was awesome. Very throwback to D&D. It's like a lot of references to it.
Throwback to D&D. D&D's still going on.
Throwback. But it's like old stuff. It's a very throwback 80s style. I love that. In fact, like the logo is inspired by a lot of 80s movie artists.
Yeah, right.
The fucking soundtrack's amazing.
Yeah, the soundtrack is great.
Perfect.
Even, I feel like the way it was filmed even just felt kind of like...
I mean, it was an HD tell, but...
Oh, the acting was incredible,
like
impeccable, amazing.
Where
you're cutting out.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's kind of annoying.
Sure,
some of like the pan shots.
That end too. Make sure it's not that end.
Like just they feel like shots that you would have seen like in an older 80s horror TV show.
Yeah, the filming had like the style. They're not the quality of older films, but
who's
the style of filming that older films and TV shows had, which made me watch more Twin Peaks with the Zilver.
Yeah. Like, every character was amazing on that show. I don't think there was one bad character.
There wasn't.
But, like, my two favorites were the sheriff, because he's such a badass.
I fucking love the sheriff, dude.
And Dustin.
Dustin's the best.
Dustin's the best.
He's really the
best.
I don't need my teeth.
He just reminds me of Chunk. From the Goonies. Like, that's just what I think of when I look at him. He has Chunk's hair, except brown.
Did you see the video I freaking shared of him singing?
I did.
No.
Golden ass voice.
That kid
no.
can sing. Dude, Drew, I'll think you watch it later.
Give me some links
but that
in a bit.
Kid can fucking sing. And Pat posted it on Bailey's Wall.
Especially liked reading when they were like interviewing the writers and stuff. And the writers were even saying, like, we wanted to give that mystery feel to scene A. To give out any spoilers, I'm just going to use general terms. So when we were writing it, like we would start thinking like, well, what happened then? Just don't even worry about it. They didn't even write it because if we don't know, we can't write it down.
Yeah.
It keeps it more mysterious.
The freaking, just like, everything. It's so good.
There's no, if I really went down to it and tried to think of anything bad to say about it, I wouldn't be able to.
No.
Except, that, you know what, there's one bad thing? There's not a second season for me to binge.
That's true.
Like,
it's the only bad thing.
Winona Ryder was freaking, she was cast perfect for that role.
She really was.
She was perfect. I just remember where I'm like, man, she looks old. I'm like, wow, she is kind of old now.
She is. Like,
oh. Like, I didn't even like, think, like, you know, I still think like Beetlejuice days. And
that's true.
Having a crush on Winona Ryder growing up.
Does that end?
No, probably not.
So if you have not seen Stranger Things, go, 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 go.
Did you know that she chose her haircut?
Did she really?
Yeah.
It was like perfect.
It was based off a different movie and some themes that happened in that movie.
She had like the perfect 80s mom haircut.
She really did.
It was such a good movie. Show.
Well, I'm glad they're doing a sequel and it's a direct sequel. Like, I wouldn't have been sad if they went to a different story that was a Stranger Thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm kind of...
That would have been a little bit.
It perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, because I like the character so much.
Yeah. Well, for me also, because there's like a million questions that I still have.
Yeah, I know.
A million questions.
A million.
I'll
not a thousand. 1 million questions. Actually, 1,264,082 questions.
I want to watch it again and see if I notice anything
different
from what I know now. Just to see all that happens.
But next week on next Wednesday, there's no podcast because we're going to be driving to motherfucking Toronto.
Yeah, we're going to be meeting like. Yep. Fucking early as hell Wednesday
gonna
morning.
Eat some food. I know I said 9. Now I'm thinking 8.
That's fine. I mean, I'm
just because of the border.
I plan to be ready before.
After I heard,
I'll probably pack everything like Tuesday.
Poutine. He said next weekend. Next weekend we're gonna be in Canada. That's why.
Can get some French
next
fries.
Weekend, this weekend, yeah, we'll be in Toronto. Never mind.
We have some French fries, some gravy, and some cheese curds.
Isn't there a con this weekend too, though?
Maybe. Maybe there's a con. We're talking about
all
Canada.
The cons
there's
right now,
there's okay. Some kind of con this weekend, but there are 1,200 the weekend.
Dragon Con, so. Baltimore Con.
Right, never mind. That's my bad.
Fan Expo.
Boom.
I'm dumb.
Boom.
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 But we're going to be in Canada.
We're going to be in Canada.
It's like, come on.
I'm going to be repping all Canadian Storm Speed Day.
I'm
going to
have all the maple syrup in and around my mouth.
In and around my mouth.
Yep, maple
will.
Syrup.
Don't worry.
You mean bacon?
I'm going to get on waffles.
It's just called bacon there, Mandy.
It's called bacon there, Mandy.
How do I get America bacon? Do I say America bacon?
Can I have American bacon?
Freedom bacon,
can I have
guys?
Some bacon,
on,
but, not
bacon.
That, healthy shit that you
sure.
have? I want,
sure.
really
freedom
fatty
bacon.
Gross
We need to
stuff.
Go to, exchange.
Freedom bacon.
I'm trying to do it this week. I don't know. When
I want some red, white, and bacon.
Red, white, and bacon. I hope that is what they call it there. That would be the best day ever. Oh, and we won't. The one thing that sucks about Canada is... None of us will have, cell phone usage.
Yeah, cause fuck AT&T.
Because AT&T is, cross the border plan. Awful.
Hey, pay me $40, and I'll give you 200 megabytes. Oh, but, and unlimited texting. That's cool. But if you call anyone, it's $1 a minute.
That's insane.
Fuck you.
$1 a minute.
200 megabytes. That shit will be done in, 5 minutes.
Right?
Seriously.
I'll
they haven't been on the internet today.
And it'll be gone.
It'll be gone.
It'll be gone. That'll be the end. So there'll be Wi-Fi there and shit, so we'll be posting probably on our page. Well, we're going to forget to post on our page. No,
yeah, we need Wi-Fi to communicate for speed dating. But on the speed dating note, I said we'll talk about some tips for speed dating.
Tips?
So, all four of us have sat in on sessions.
Pat just likes to tell everyone about his tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip, though. Not the rest of it.
So... I actually think Constance and Manny have sat in more sessions than me.
I mean...
But, yeah.
I sat in quite a few at Awesome Con.
Speed dating is mostly for, both genders, but I think the people who actually need tips are the dudes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, as being a female, you can just sit there and listen to the guys talk, and that is all that your session will be. There's nothing you need to do to get numbers. You just sit there.
So if you've done speed dating before,
be on drugs.
Well, I mean, even
when
even
you're on drugs, that girl did some numbers, didn't she? Anyway, go ahead.
Oh my god,
I forgot about that.
Forgot about that.
My favorite part is she's like, "Well, no one wants to date me, so I don't know." I'm like, "Well, you were asleep. We woke you up twice."
Sorry, God. But here's some tips. Now, I'm not going to say this works all the time. It's just when you're in the speed dating session, you only have 2 to 3 minutes to talk to these people. Guys, do not talk the entire 2 to 3 minutes. Don't. Mostly what I do is I let the other person do most of the talking.
I mean, if the girl doesn't look like she knows how to start talking, go ahead and ask her a question, but do not ask, what brings you to Comic-Con?
Well, no, that works.
That works? But that's
always.
Like,
that's what I always start off with.
That's a broad question.
I know, but then they start talking.
Everything.
But that's it, because they'll go, oh, well, I like Supernatural. I'm like, oh, well, what do you like about Supernatural?
I know, it's just...
You have to know how to follow it.
If you can think of something else, or if you can follow it, go for it. But, that's the question you hear with almost every single date, and it kind
I really don't
of
know who to trust in this situation.
15...
The girl,
well, you
want to
know why?
The numbers.
Because before they go in, I said, if you don't know how to start the conversation,
all right.
I tell the guys to start with that. Want to know why? Because, yes, I got 60 numbers. Because what you do with that question is they will tell you something. And you can follow up. It's all about the follow up.
But most of them can't follow up.
That's
it's
the problem.
Wait, come on.
Yeah.
I'm here for this. And they're like, oh, okay.
Do not talk about your love of horror movies.
That's
ever.
Unless she
goes, I love horror movies.
Yeah.
Boom.
One girl came up to me. He goes, yeah, he just was talking about the gorier the better. Like, dude, I don't want to meet you now. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Don't talk about your sexual fetishes.
Don't talk about your... And, like, if you notice...
Your tentacle porn collection.
Yeah. If you've done speed dating, you'll notice I kick all the guys out and talk to girls. I'm giving you information that I hear, the feedback. So, like, do not talk about yourself the entire time. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
You know what? Most of the time, you cannot talk to yourself about yourself at all unless she asks a question. And she might think that conversation went really well because she got to talk about herself. And if there's one thing bitches like,
seemed interesting.
Talking about themselves. I'm allowed to say that because I'm female. I'm pulling the female card. I'm allowed to say that.
Nailed it.
Correct.
But yeah, just always make it casual. And then, like, if you do get numbers, text them right then and there. I'm not even kidding. Don't wait. Don't do anything.
Because then who knows? She might be thinking, hey, this is someone to get a free meal after the cum.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
She didn't
sign up to have you sit there and be scared.
Mm-mm.
She signed up to have you speak words at her.
And to be in the air conditioning.
Like, it stinks, too, because, like, the guy's paying, the girl's getting it for free. And a lot of complaints afterwards are guys that, oh, I didn't get any numbers, this is a scam, blah, blah, blah. And, like, usually those are the guys who I get complaints from because they didn't know what to do.
That's true.
Like, it's not, sure, there's, like, some blank, like, you know, some people don't get numbers sometimes, but, like, it's
not. What happens? I mean, they're all girls that don't get numbers, too.
That angers me.
But I know. But it happens. It happens both ways. Sometimes girls don't get numbers, sometimes guys don't get numbers. But, like, I mean, if you put your number on the sheet, you might get a call back, even if you didn't get a number on your sheet. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if you listen to Pat and Drew's advice with speed dating, chances are it's going to go all right for you, though.
Oh, wait, mm-hmm. We have someone who's in chat who's done speed dating. She can confirm all these tips.
Oh, Bailey?
Yeah.
That's true.
Mandy can, too. If Mandy wants to talk for a moment.
But, like, Mandy's like, Mandy.
Yeah.
Mandy can say from, like, the shy person perspective.
Mandy's like, bring a grilled cheese. That's my tip.
Bring me a fucking grilled cheese sandwich. I'll talk to you, whatever.
Grilled cheese, we will hang out.
Give me that drug.
Give me that drugs.
Grilled cheese is Mandy's drug. Also, Pat Bailey hates you. Oh. Jeffrey said it, too, and said don't listen to us. Thank you, Bailey. Thank you, Bailey. I mean, I would say ask them a question about something they like. I don't mean, like, beside, if you don't know what to say, that is a good thing to start off, but it does get exhausting having 20 dates in a row and have every conversation start with, what brings you to the con?
I've started with that.
I mean, sure. You're a girl, it's a little bit different. Like, you could start off with that 1,500 times and no one's going to care because you're a girl.
That's true.
Like, but, like,
oh my God, she's talking to me. This is amazing.
I don't think anyone thinks that when I'm talking to them. But one thing I did
remember that time
that
we were at the Green Lantern?
Shut up. What made me, I wanna,
that guy was so happy you were talking to him.
Like, if I noticed the other person was struggling, it made me struggle. Like, okay. I didn't know what to say. There was more silence, I guess, where, like, if it was easy for them to talk, it made it easier for me.
I mean, there are a million ways you could start off with that kind of thing. You could say, sure, you could say what brings you to the con. You could ask them what their hobbies are, what they like to do for a living, whatnot.
Yeah, I usually ask, like, you know.
Have they seen Stranger Things?
What is your fandom? Do you come here often?
Or like what Jeffrey said.
Do you want to?
Or like what Jeffrey said in the chat works,
like,
too.
Like a con?
Look at what they're wearing. Go from there. 9 out of 10 times, there's something they're wearing that is from, for, about a pop culture thing. That is a good
don't
start
look
off.
Too closely.
Using
otherwise
context
you're gonna look like you're
clues,
checking
but don't stare at the boobs.
Well, the whole thing is that the girls, sometimes, a lot of times the girls aren't wearing geek clothes to a con. From my experience.
They have something. They might have, I've seen a lot of them, even if they're not wearing like a geek shirt, they'll have a geeky purse, a geeky pin, geeky hat.
Yeah. I remember, what was it, Wizard World. I honestly thought this was like when I wasn't working for speed dating. That's what Connie and Drew paid for my admission to make me do it.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
I literally thought I was going to get zero numbers at the end of it.
I told him the same thing I tell the guys before sessions. Don't be a bitch.
Everyone was supernatural and, like, you know, supernatural and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I didn't say costumes. I said they're not wearing geeky clothes. Sometimes they're wearing dresses and shit.
Yeah,
don't
Jeffrey.
Give me that. But, like, so, like, the one girl's like, oh, I do art. I'm like, oh, you should show me your art sometime. And she was, like, starting to whip it out in the middle of the date. I'm like, later.
Whipping it out.
But, like, I didn't think I was going to get any numbers and got every person's number in the room. Because I just had them ask them all. Like, I never said anything about myself once.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. If you're a guy, you can just pretty much.
Like, I never watched Doctor Who in my life and, like, bullshit through all Doctor Who stuff. I mean, you bullshit it all about Bioshock just from hearing tips and bits.
Not just Bioshock.
Dishonored, anything ever.
Like, I'm the best bullshit artist when it comes to video games. Like, I'll just. And anime, I don't know why, but I'm really.
She had someone who, like, 100% of the game thinking that she played the game.
And then that was Jack's boyfriend. No, Jack. And we talked Jack's boyfriend into playing it. That was...
All because she heard me talk about it a few times while playing it.
Yeah, right. I make good sense. So that's how I get numbers. I bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it was it was always the Wizard.
Like
the Wizard World ones were always, like, filled with the Doctor Who supernatural people. Where Awesome Con, you get, like, everything.
All kinds of stuff.
New Year's Eve Party Con, I didn't get the...
Well, to be fair, like, Wizard World is all about, like, TV celebrity guests.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it was just Doctor Who and Supernatural and whatever else, Sherlock, whatever fans that are there. Because pretty much, it's just TV fandom. That's what Wizard World is these days. I mean, there's some other shit, too, but it's not... It's not like Awesome Con or New Year's Party Con.
I didn't... New Year's Party Con, that's one I actually didn't partake in at all, other than hosting. So I don't know, like, how that crowd was.
Which one?
Sorry. New Year's Party Con.
New Year's Party Con was, like, a decent mix of, like, everything. I know it was a smaller con, but it's not, like, there wasn't...
We got better numbers, even though it was only one session, we got better numbers at New Year's Party Con than we did at Great Philadelphia Comic Con. Wanna know why? Because New Year's Party Con advertised us.
Probably
New Year's Party Con had like a really good mix of people too, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was decent.
I like the pirate guy that did it. That guy's chill.
Mm. Yeah, it was fun.
I also wanted to do a quick shout out because another thing that happened last weekend: Missy and Brad got married.
What? I heard there's a TARDIS cake.
There was a TARDIS cake. There was a TARDIS canopy that they got married under. She was wearing a Millennium Falcon Star Wars dress. He was dressed like a doctor. They had a Missy and Doctor Who figure by their cake. They were adorable, and they're married, and they're the cutest people in the entire world.
Yeah, I mean, all I want to know is, was there skirts with pockets?
Was there skirts with pockets? You know what? I'm not sure. I think her dress had pockets. Where did she make the canopy? Oh, my God, that's amazing. Maybe say that.
Okay. She made the canopy thing. It was like a TARDIS.
That's awesome.
Kind of thing.
Was it bigger on the inside?
Did it have pockets?
I don't know.
it probably had pockets.
You seem to know a lot about skirts with pockets. Would you want to tell me where I'd be able to get a skirt with pockets like that?
Yeah, you can get it from Geek Girls Castle. I don't know the whole web link. You know it.
It's www.geekgirlscastle.com. Go there now to get a Geeky Girl skirt with pockets. That's right.
They also
geeky
have dice bags.
Pattern skirts with pockets.
Oh my God.
As well.
We get it.
There's
skirts with pockets.
Oh my God, shut up. And now there are dice bags with nerdy fabric patterns. So right now, go to www.geekgirlscastle.com to find your nerdy skirt or dice bag today.
Remember that time I tried to participate?
I didn't want you to participate. I'm sorry, you can
participate.
You really want a dice bag.
It's too late.
Don't
it's already
you?
Done. It's
you
done.
Just want a dice
bag. You finished. Commercial's over.
Fuck you.
You're right.
I forget what I was even going to say before that.
You just want to talk about dice. That's all I know.
No,
like,
not
congratulations.
That even when we were talking about the canopy and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to say,
oh, you know what we should do?
We
should get married and we should have a con about it, and it should be the wedding reception convention.
Wedding reception.
So, how many cocks did you suck today? Jesus Christ. Okay, what was that? Stop it, Drew. Stop it.
We sell tables to people.
For a wedding. Something
so
silly.
They can sell stuff.
Oh.
Well, other people can get married there, too. It doesn't have to just be one.
I'm really disappointed.
What are you disappointed in?
Missy, you need to make me a wedding dress with pockets.
You should totally wear a wedding dress with pockets. Mm-hmm. Made out of a nerdy geek print.
Missy, quick, make Drew a nerdy wedding kilt so he can wear.
With pockets.
With pockets.
And a dice bag attached.
Obviously.
A dice bag attached.
I prefer to call it a sack. A dice sack. That way I can have a nice sack.
Sack. Since you don't have one already.
I just have. It's a sack that I could keep there.
I'm going to post a link in chat for her page. Because, I don't know, skirts, dice bags. She makes awesome stuff.
I think there's other things she makes now, too, because she keeps adding new things to the things that she makes.
She keeps adding new things. That's why you should follow her, and we should all peer pressure her to making a Facebook page.
Yeah, make a damn Facebook page.
Come on, Missy. Make a page.
I'll teach you how to make a Facebook app tab.
Oh.
It'll be cool.
I want more geeky skirts. Yeah, but Missy said you already have a Supergirl skirt, but I don't want to have, Supergirl skirt when I get married. She has to make sunglass cases.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Wait, are they hard or soft?
I assume soft, maybe bag.
Damn, I was really hoping they would be hard.
Or are they hard cases that she lines?
The only problem with that is I guarantee you I will lose it
right now.
With the sunglasses in it. And then I won't have sunglasses or a nerdy
and
sunglasses.
And wine bottle
cases. That's cool. Although normally I drink all the wine before I need a case for it.
That's true, but then you could just have
unless you mean she makes cases of wine. In which case, I will accept one.
Well, you could take the wine bottle case, and put all your dice in there, and have an ethically huge bag.
Just a big sack.
Just a huge sack
full of dice. I would totally do that, and I would get the ChessX pound of dice.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I should do that. I should really do that. Just have bulk dice.
There you go. Buy all the things. Let me see. I can actually probably.
A geek girl castle.
Can I get to our Etsy shop from here? Let's see what she got. Let's go through the shit.
On the Etsy shop, she has 45 sales.
Yeah, they're just it's a cloth bag
admirers.
That'll fit sunglasses and regular glasses, whatever. But they're drawstrings. So it's pretty cool. More drawstring dice bag. Oh, there's a little wine bag. Look at that.
Wine bag.
First, the dice bag. You don't have to just use for dice. You can use them for. And you say you can use them for makeup bags even.
Yeah, but they're really cool because when you loosen them up all the way, they unfold into a little rolling.
Oh, platform, right. Yeah, I remember.
It's like a little surface
before.
To roll your dice on.
Right. They're so freaking cool.
Awesome.
Oh man, no, I haven't worn my skirt in a long time, probably because I don't go anywhere anymore.
That's true.
I'm such a loser.
Why would you go places?
I don't know.
Disgusting.
Just go places and do things and all that jazz.
All that jazz.
I want everything though because I'm a greedy bastard. By the way, guys, my birthday's in October.
It's true. In October.
Did you know Manny's birthday September 14th?
September 14th.
Soldier time.
September 14th. They
have all the stalkers now.
September 14th.
Yeah, that's my
apartment.
I'm way too. I'm sorry.
So I got my Batman costume's almost complete. I got that email from the girl today. She goes, I shipped your cape out this morning. She told me it was going to take 3 to 4 weeks to make it. I'm like, holy shit. I might have it in time, but I'm going to ask her if the post office told her a delivery by date. Because if not, I'm driving up to Lancaster to meet Jason.
That makes a lot more sense now. Because you were like, she shipped my cape. She said it would take a month. I hope it gets here before Toronto.
Yeah.
And I thought you meant she said, I shipped your cape. It should take a month to get to you.
Yeah,
and you were hoping you would get there in a week.
That's why I said, holy cape.
Right?
But I've been wearing my Batman suit this whole show. Yeah.
You
mean,
do a review?
The only thing that's not comfortable It's a compression shirt. The new compression shirt I bought. The new swim shirt.
The most difficult thing for me for that weekend will be deciding what cosplay to do. I don't want to...
Don't bring anything big, please.
I don't want to bring anything big. I don't want to bring anything that has a lot of accessories to it. I want to bring simple, easy costumes that I just can throw in a bag and not have the car packed. And have it just be... Just bing, bam, boom, I'm in a costume. And hopefully not much
big
wigs.
Bang,
I mean,
boom.
I just can't... Can't...
I hear you.
I have way too many big costumes. It's just crazy.
I hear you.
So do you want to do story time real quick?
Story
time.
That's poem time. And then
we'll
do our big announcement at the
end. No, it's not poem time.
Yeah, we're doing the sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing a poem this time. I'm doing a story as announced by, I mean, as announced earlier. The original story by Mandy. Whoa, what?
The Short Life of a Sandwich. By Amanda Chesney.
I can read it. Hang on, I gotta just set it up here so I can see the story. Hang on 1 second. Let me drink some brisk while everyone drew giggles for 20 minutes because he farted a little bit because it's funny every time.
Every time.
It's not just that he laughs, it's that he's a little giggle. Like, even if you don't hear the fart, he'll start giving this little giggle. And then you're like, oh my god, she totally farted again, didn't he? That's just the way it goes. Okay, so story time.
I'm sorry, I'm 12.
Trish, shut up, it's story time. The Short Life of a Sandwich by Mandy Chesney. There was once a sandwich everyone called Paul. Paul was very proud of who he was, a sandwich made of creamy peanut butter and gooey jam. He always created stories about sandwiches having adventures outside of the house they were created in, which was unusual unless they were part of someone's packed lunch. After creating 5 stories, which didn't take long considering they always had such short lives, Paul grew envious of his characters. That's when he decided to have an adventure of his own, where our story begins. Our adventure begins on a plate Paul knows as home. He was devastated about leaving his home, but knew it had to be done if he wanted to go on an adventure. He leapt off the plate, off the counter, and onto the floor. His adventure had finally begun. He was extremely excited, too excited to realize the fear that was slowly growing inside of him. Paul ran around the house to see what he could find and saw what he could only describe as a box with people in it. Paul knew his adventure would soon be over, but he didn't want it to end until he got a better look at the box. Unfortunately, there was no way for him to get closer to it. He was too small. There was no way to climb. Then he heard something. Someone was approaching, a human, possibly his creator. The human grabbed him and lifted him to what sandwiches know as the Cave of Doom. His growing fear reached its peak as he realized it was over. His adventure and his life were about to end. He cried for the friends he'd never get to see again and wished he'd never left. Then it was all over. He was gone, destroyed by the very person that created him. And that is story. That is the story of Paul, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, by Mandy Chesney. You know what that reminds me of? I Am Bread.
I Am Bread.
I Am Bread.
What? It's a game. It's kind of like. Do you know any of the Surgeon Simulator games or anything like that, Mandy? Goat Simulator.
Good Simulator.
It's kind of like those, but you're a piece of bread and you just travel around the kitchen trying to get to the.
Trying to get to the toaster
so
and become toast.
That's what it reminds me of because he's traveling and it just like reminds me of that. Yeah. So
because you get gross. You lose points for being
like
gross.
8 years ago.
Someone stole your story, Mandy. You made it into a game about bread. So I just like you should know this. They stole your story, Mandy.
Oh, great.
I'm so sorry.
Or there's a mode where you play as a baguette. You try and break everything.
So my English teacher told us to write like an essay to describe how to make a sandwich, and like I didn't really eat any overly complicated sandwiches that could have been as long as we needed it to be. So I guess I must have had this look on my face, because then she added, or you can write a story about a sandwich. And then I guess she forgot that she said that because I got a lower grade because I didn't follow the assignment.
Were you like, motherfucker, I will stab you with the knife that I make sandwiches with. And then I'll write a fucking story about it.
And then I'll get a fucking A on that.
God damn it.
Goddamn kids these days.
So that was my weird little story.
I think it was well crafted. I have heard significantly worse stories in my time.
Well crafted. It was fun. It's fun.
I have been
Of Iron Bread. Holy reminds me of Iron Bread.
Stop it.
Stupid microphone.
Good time. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to do... We have an important announcement to make right after the last end of show plug, so don't go away.
Don't do it.
Don't go,
it's
guys.
About the future of the show, so listen. And so we'll be right back after this bullshit.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Oh, yeah, Fozzy all night.
Guys, we're back.
All right, so I lied. We're going to make an important announcement, but I forgot we have, like, two more things to do.
They'll be quick, though, relatively.
So we got our loot crates and our Marvel Core boxes. So we're going to do a quick opening of that and explain shit since we don't have a live stream going yet. So Connie's going to go first with her loot crates, and she already kind of started opening it.
Sorry, you're sick on my fucking desk.
Yeah.
Wait, Drew, I put all those, like, in front of you so you can see them out. Okay, I'm opening the crate. First thing is an Archer shirt. Let me see what it says.
I swear to God I had something for this.
Sterling Archer, Danger Zone President 2016. Do you want a president? Because that's how you get a president. That's true. True, it's your shirt. It's a pretty good shirt.
I really want this shirt, but, like, instead of saying all that stuff, it just says, it's like him looking contemplative saying, I swear to God I had something for this.
There's Kill Bill socks. I'm not really caring about those too much, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. Us is pretty neat. There's a Harley Quinn figure. Comes with a little puppy. Oh, my God. A little puppy. He's so
that
cute.
Figures.
And she's holding a hammer. There's...
Is it old school?
Yeah. Yep. It better be old school. I was Suicide Squad. I'd be like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
It's his fig on
the back. It's pretty cute. It's original Harley Quinn with her hanger, hammer.
Whiteboard.
And she has a whiteboard on the sign that she has. What other things do I have? Whoa-ho-ho-ho. There's a Hellboy Right Hand of Doom ceramic bank. A little mini bank that's, like,
a boy's fist.
So cool.
That's pretty really. That's really neat.
That's one's first butt.
The loot pin has Sylvanas on it. She can suck my nuts. Fuck you, Sylvanas. You heard me. To the Alliance. Oh. Yeah, this is definitely plastic. And it's red. I didn't expect it to be red because on the box it was
very ceramic when you touched it.
You know what? I can't really tell. It feels like it's plastic, but it sounds like ceramic. This is really weird. Maybe it is ceramic. I mean, that's pretty neat. Cool thing is the loot crate box for this month. If you fold it right and everything, it turns into a little mini Harley Quinn hammer.
That's amazing.
Yeah, right? Dude, it's really cool. So that's all that came from Loot Crate, which is pretty cool. Got shirt, socks, figure, Sherman Fang, and then the fucking Sylvanas pin. Why couldn't I get... Oh, this is anti-hero. She's not a hero. She's a bitch. Sorry. Go ahead, Pat. You can go with yours.
So I'm going to do a Marvel course. So it's Spider-Man this month. Hey, Spider-Man. So it comes with a hat instead of a t-shirt. The Amazing Spider-Man. Yay. It's a Funko hat. Funko's making hats now.
Yeah, right. It's kind of cute. I like the underside.
Many hold it.
I like the underside of the hat.
Comes with their comics as usual, where it has like a Funko Pop as a cover. It comes with a Marvel Core Scoop It, Marvel Core exclusive bobblehead Spider-Man Funko Pop. He just looks like he's jumping and swinging. And it also comes with one of those like fabrication ones. And that's it. There's really not much to it this time around. Yay. All right. So, motherfuckers, there's not enough space for this shit.
Right. We hate you.
So, important announcement.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Important announcement.
So, we're going to take a break for a bit because, you know, Canada, mostly.
Pat doesn't like any of you.
That's it. But also, we are moving away from Blog Talk Radio. Which means we're also leaving Totally Driven Entertainment, who's been really good to us. And we're really happy for them to give us the opportunity to do this podcast. But if you guys have been listening to the show, like we have like a really good core of listeners, which we really thank you every week for listening. But if you've been listening to the show since the beginning, you can tell there's like a lot of technical difficulties. And it's mostly because of Blog Talk Radio. It's trash.
And how?
There's a lot of complaints that it doesn't work on mobiles. A lot of people like have messaged me in the past. Like, they'll be listening to the stream the next day and it'll crash and it has to start over from the beginning because it doesn't allow them to fast forward and all this other stuff. So we're moving to a new platform. Looks like Spreaker is winning. There's still going to be chat, so you guys can chat with us still. And also with the move, we're also going to be start live streaming as well. So,
like video.
Yeah.
Is
so
what we're going to try to go for.
We're going to do podcast and live stream. So like Twitch or YouTube, we haven't decided which one yet.
Probably change the show up a bit too.
Why not both?
Yeah, it's true. If you saw, you guys gave us a lot of great suggestions on what to do. So we're going to try to implement that and give like almost all of it to Mandy. So it's going to be like the Mandy show.
Good job, Mandy.
Mandy.
With all of us just making faces.
Mandy, thanks for taking all of this on.
You guys see the look on Mandy's face. So she's partially wearing the Spider-Man hatches. Her head tilted back so it doesn't fall off.
Yeah.
But she's making this like confused face.
She's
almost
pretty much
face.
The heart and soul of this show right now.
So hopefully, thinking about coming back on Mandy's birthday because it's Mandy's birthday, but also because it's also before our next charity event. If not, it might not be until the week after that before RetroCon. So it might be a 2 or 3 week break. We'll let you know. We'll keep you up to date. Of course, we're just going to do the Facebook event still and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't follow us on Facebook and you listen to the show, follow us on Facebook.
I posted in the event with all of this information with our Facebook page.
Because
that's where we're posting the updates first on where we're at with the show. It'll be a good change. We'll change up the show too. Add some shit.
Yeah, it's mostly not because of Totally Driven. Totally Driven's been really cool for us. It's Block Talk Radio. We can't take it anymore. So... we're going to change the Spreaker. I was already playing with the panel today, and it's like 20 times better than what we're using now.
And we'll have our own commercials.
Yeah, we'll have our own commercials, which means none. So,
mm-hmm.
Which means none. Except like a bunch of like hyping up for Geek Girls Castle, because that's all I talk about these days.
Yeah. So, we thank you all for listening for the last 19 shows. We're going to still go. Follow us over or not. It's up to you. It's your life. But hopefully we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Follow our escapades in Canada. That should be fun.
Escapades?
Our escapades.
Eskimo escapades?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not that cold up there. Hopefully they have Eskimos up there.
Hopefully we get sleep.
How cold is it in Canada compared to this time of year compared to here?
The drive's going to suck balls.
I suggest we buy food for the ride up.
Probably.
Because it's like 8 hours of just sitting in a car. Yeah. We should buy food and water, maybe a mini cooler to have cold water in during that 8 hour fucking drive. We're all going to go crazy, but who knows? Maybe we'll post a lot during that 8 hour drive.
I'm not. I'm going to sleep.
You're going to, for the whole 8 hours.
The whole way
you
up.
You just stay up the entire way Wednesday up. Night and then have
yep.
to drive up for your
stay
8 hours.
Stay up all night, Wednesday night, and sleep in the car.
You're such a
drill. See, I don't know. We have to like eat all the food before we get to the border.
I know.
I want to slow
well, does that
up.
Mean like a little bit of, well, I'm not saying bring a lot of food.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll make stops.
Well, we'll have
a
Wawa.
Just like a burrito and
like
a pizza.
Some chips, some drinks.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe
some
a whole pizza for lunch.
A rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken. Maybe yeah. like, can we get like, never mind, this is going to sound racist.
A London broil.
I was going to say like hire like an old black grandmother to make us some soul food because, you know, they can really cook like, and whenever they cook like for big family dinners, they cook a shit ton of food and all of it is always amazing. And somehow that one little old lady made all that, but it's all delicious and incredible. And it's just like, I'm just not going to talk anymore.
I want to hire the lady that was at the Jamaican place.
Oh my god, that's
next to our house in Glenside. Then she can make
jerk
chicken.
But I digress. We should probably end the show.
Yeah, so we'll be back.
It's delicious.
Probably within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll just be on a new site.
New media.
But you know, I don't think you guys care. As long as there's a chat room, I think you guys are all good.
Yep.
No more commercials, so maybe a little more
evil.
Listeners.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
But thanks for listening.
Love you guys.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Have fun. True.
Give no S variety show.
Really?
I had to, because it's like the last one. So it's like
not
sad.
The last one. We're
for a while.
Last
for
one
while.
For now.
Fuck
we're going to take a break.
Fuck you, Pat. Right. Pat.